Chapter 2. Gorath found himself thrust roughly into a waking nightmare. Hot, scattered embers of the fire were kicked into his face. Screams and roars echoed around the farmhouse amid the flickering shadows and smoke. Instinctively, the young badger sat upright, grasping the closest thing to his paw. It was the big double-pronged pitchfork he called Tongue. But even as his paw fell upon it, a blinding pain exploded in his head. Dazed by the impact, he turned to see what had struck him. A big golden-faired fox wielding a mason chain was standing over him. The intruder's long fangs glittered as he smiled in astonished amusement, calling to his crew.
"This one has the head like a rock, I think."
Before the stunned badger had a chance to dodge, the golden fox brought the ball and chain crashing down again. Brilliant coloured lights and a cascade of shooting stars thundered through Gorath's skull. He fell into a void of agonised darkness. How long he remained in that state, the young badger had no way of knowing. Then strange visions began confronting him. A mountain on the silent, sunlit shores of a great sea. He was wading slowly toward it through the waves, standing on the tide line. Over 20 huge badgers stood watching him. They were armed with a selection of swords, axes, clubs and spears, each one a beautifully crafted weapon. Something told Gorath that these were not beasts from among the ranks of the living, but the shades of warriors who had passed beyond the pale. One massive silver-coated patriarch, far older than the rest, waded out to meet Gorath. He thrust the paw into the young badger's chest, his voice booming out over the sea.
"Why come ye to Selim and Dethron?"
Gorath resisted the pushing paw. He did not like being shoved about.
"Take your paw from me, old one."
But the ancient continued pressing him backward.
"Go ye to the Abbey of Redwall."
He pushed Gorath hard with both paws, sending him floundering into the sea. The young badger spluttered, spitting out the cold salt water.
"Look at it, Captain. This dry down's alive."
Gorath retched as a weasel hailed a second pail of seawater into his face. He came awake to find himself on board a large ship, surrounded by vermin, an evil-looking crew. Weasels, ferrets, stoats and rats, all fully armed and clad in tattered barbaric gear. Gorath was held captive. A thick iron chain was padlocked tightly about his middle, the chain secured to the lofty mainmast. Refilling his pail from over the ship's side, the weasel hauled it up on a rope and prepared to swing it at the prisoner.
"Can I give him another drink, Captain?"
The tall golden fox who had struck Gorath down was leaning on the midship rail. Smiling, he revealed his long fangs to the captive.
"Well, do you still be tasty, Strypounds?"
Congealed blood from the dreadful wound on Gorath's forehead had stuck one of his eyes shut. The young badger stooped against the deck. His head was throbbing unmercifully. Saturated and shivering, he swayed as waves of nausea swept over him.